Tomorrow is the primary election day here in Duluth, and to help give us some more information about what's on the ballot, we've got Ellen Wiss from the League of Women Voters. She is on the Voter Service Committee. Good morning, Ellen. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. And you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
So what seats are on the ballot for this primary election?
Well, we have actually three different groups of people. We have our city councilor at large, and only the at large are on the ballot because district people, there's only two running, so they don't have to have the primary. And then we have school board at large and school board district, I think three. I'm not sure, but there's one of the school districts has three people, and they'll take it down to two.
So for that district alone, only their ballot will have that
right.
district.
Okay. Yeah. So when you go now, you know, if you go to the city clerk's website in Duluth, you can print your sample ballot. You just put in your address, and it'll give you your appropriate sample ballot, which you can also take with you into your voting booth.
Okay. So give us a quick idea of what it means, an at-large seat versus a district seat. What do at-large representatives do in their respective boards?
Well, at-large, I mean, they all have the same power on the board. They all have the same vote. But the district people represent the specific district. The at-large are more global. They're the citywide people. So it's just a difference in perspective as far as who you consider your constituents. But since, you know, the kids are your constituents, they're really basically the same positions.
Okay.
And they're very, very important. I just want to give a pitch for people voting in this primary. At the last primary, we only had 10% of Duluth voters vote in the primary. And that means 10% of the people in the city decided who went on to the general. So we have a wonderful reputation for voting in the general elections. And I know the primaries aren't always at convenient times, but they're incredibly important. And they're going to be even less convenient next year when they're in August instead of September.
Oh, August. Okay.
Yes. The only reason it's in September this year is because it's only a citywide, so it's considered a special election. There aren't any state or federal offices in there.
Okay. And what time are the polls open?
The polls open at 7 in the morning, and they're open until 8 at night.
Until 8.
So you have all the, you know, lots of time to vote. Also, you can go to the city clerk's office today until 5, and you can put in an absentee ballot. They consider an absentee or early voting, but it's no excuse. You don't have to say you're going to be out of town. You can just go and vote.
And I think it's always a good thing to ask, even though people may know, but some may not, who can vote in this election?
If you're 18 years old and if you're a citizen of the United States, if you've lived in Duluth for 20 days, you're eligible to vote. And if you can go to same-day registration. If your driver's license has your correct address on it, that's all you need. If it doesn't, then you should bring either a lease or a rent receipt or a Minnesota Power or a Comfort Systems receipt, or you can bring a neighbor or a person that can vouch for you and say that you are who you are.
Very convenient, actually.
They make it very easy in Minnesota, very easy.
Wonderful. All right, and the polls open tomorrow
at 7 a.m.
7 a.m., not
yes.
8, 7 a.m.
Yes.
Wonderful. Ellen, this is great information. Thanks so much.
I realize that primaries
sometimes seem to be given a slight reputation compared to the general, but it's great a reminder that we should all get out and vote.
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ellen Wiss, who's on the Voter Service Committee for the League of Women Voters, reminding us that tomorrow morning, the polls open at 7 a.m. for our primary election here in the city of Duluth. Some city council seats and some school board seats up on the ballot.